100 Word Stories.
Hi there, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week was irresistible. We got some stories in, and so I'm going to collect them up and then share them with you. And then, who knows, write a comment, get inspired to write your own stories, that kind of thing. Oh, and if you're running a little late for this week, it's okay. Just send me the story and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. That goes for any weekly challenge, really. If you see a topic from a year, two, three ago, that's okay. Send it on in. Anyway, let's go ahead and proceed with the show, and I'll be back with you in a bit.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 867, with a prompt of irresistible. And I just nearly left town and almost forgot to record my story for this weekend. Anyway, here's my story. With two large bullies in front of him and two girls behind, Bilbert had the irresistible urge to run. Since irresistible means a person cannot resist such an urge, Bilbert ran. Not back between Sabrina and Linoleum Amanda, but toward the bully, blocking his path. Using a slight boost of his flying power, he jumped over the boys, landing about 10 feet beyond them. He realized that running made him look like a total wimp, and not wanting to look bad in front of the two girls, he shouted, "If you want to beat me up, you'll have to catch me!" Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic irresistible. It's called Irresistible. You'd think that being identical twins, my brother and I would have equal chances with girls. But the truth of the matter was, it was him the girls found completely irresistible. Sure, we both had the good looks, but I never made the effort that he did. He was the one who was always effortlessly stylish. Designer clothes, expensive aftershave, the works. He even got a monthly manicure. No wonder the girls loved him. But they were inevitably disappointed. He was gay. I may have been second best, but thanks to him, it was me who got the girl. All done. Until next time. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. It was irresistible. Tick, tock, tick, tock, 3 a.m. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Let the hunt begin. The silence of a heartbeat on the wall. 3 a.m. And here we go. 3 hours till dawn. I have mapped it all out in my head. Left, left, right and left, and there will be the gate. Tick, tock, tick, tock. I won't run this time. I'll zig, zag from shadow to shadow, quietly, slowly. Tick, tock. The door creaked aloud. Alarm. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. And I ran. I just ran. But I was caught. Again. Tick. I was caught. Tock. And this is my story for this week, or by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I'm irresistible. It's certainly not my looks that the boys are drawn to. Rubbery, scaly skin tends to repel rather than attract. I've no need for expensive perfumes. No fragrance can hide the smell of fish and seaweed, brine, and silt that accompany my presence. They are hardly inviting. And yet, when I sing, men find me utterly irresistible. My voice reaches out across the ocean, compelling and captivating. It seduces and cajoles, drawing the unwary to their doom, inviting the entranced to a cold and watery grave. I am a siren, and my song is calling to you. Irresistible.
Good morning, this is Dwayne. This is my story for the Weekly Challenge 867, which had a prompt of irresistible. So here's my story. Free fall is the ultimate trip. No sense of falling. No sense of the fear that was overwhelming standing at the cargo door. Just floating through space and the clouds. Now the ground rush begins. The details of houses and cars come into view. It's almost time to pull the handle and deploy the parachute. There is an irresistible urge not to pull it. What would the experience be like? Would there be pain? What would be the last thoughts? The feeling of control is as powerful as the free fall. Make a decision now. Action or inaction. Do it.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I've stocked up on popsicles, unsweetened applesauce, yogurt, and pudding today. They're all soft foods, which I'll need after the dental surgery scheduled for next week. I'd have waited to buy all this the day before, but I don't like to wait until the last minute. It rolls around in my mind until I give in and just do it. The problem is, now the fridge and freezer is full of this stuff, and I need to eat the things in there I won't be able to eat, and will go bad. Nah, I say, as I open a pudding cup.
And there you have it, our collection of stories this week from all of you sending them in on the topic of irresistible. Thank you to everyone who sent your stories in and the time you put into thinking about them and recording them and sending them in. I know it can be a chore sometimes. I mean, it's a daily thing for me, except on Sundays when I guess there's a little more work involved in this. Anyway, if you're still thinking about the topic and trying to come up with something and it takes you a while, that's okay. Send your story on in and I'll put it on a feed in a separate post. Thank you for being a part of this, and things may sound a little weird for a few weeks. I've got some periodontal surgery coming up this week, so yeah, I should probably record a bunch of stuff in advance. What do you think? Nah. And also, thought I had a kidney stone last week. You know, all the warning signs, I fended it off, and that upset my stomach and a few other things. So, yeah, I gotta follow up on that. Never ends, does it? This whole getting old thing. Kind of like the podcast, really. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.